This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Seven FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app coming up tonight at 6 here on the Fan. I'll be out at Good City Brewing along with Steve Novak, the Marquette legend. Also a Brown Deer legend. They named the entire gym after Steve Novak. And Kyle Korver of your Milwaukee Bucks, the guard, stops by.
You know,
we talk about Kobe, talk about this year's team, and also talk about, he's known Mike Budenholzer a lot longer than anybody else on this team.
I wasn't thinking about this, but I should have. And it just came to me now, there's no way we can pull it off at 450. But what would have been a really cool thing to do at Good City Brewing tonight would have been to have good old Brian Lamy and his crew who run this event rent a Papa Shot machine and have Korver and Novak do a Papa Shot competition against each other.
Oh, yeah, I would have beat both of them.
No.
Easy money.
Did he miss what I was saying, Plucker? I said, yeah. Novak and Korver to do the Papa Shot competition. Didn't say.
Yeah, but
Billy.
Why wouldn't you have the best Papa Shot player in the city be involved in that conversation?
You couldn't beat me.
There's no chance. You would have no chance.
I've never been beat.
You guys got to put something on this.
I've never been beat in the 15 years I've been here. Nobody's ever beat me.
Now we're talking.
Nobody's ever beat me. But Novak and Korver, that would be good. I'd enjoy watching.
Oh, that would be. Yeah, that'd be made for
that
TV.
That would have been great.
Facebook Live would have loved it. All I'm saying is I would have beaten both of them. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our guy Eric Name. Eric, have you ever taken on the apparently undefeated for the last 14 years, LeVar Steve Sparky Pfeiffer over here in Papa Shot?
I have not. I can't even imagine.
Never lost.
That's incredible. I want to see it, if I'm being totally honest.
Rami ran his mouth for a while, too, until it happened. And then he's like, I'm done. I'm not playing you anymore. And that was the end of that. And then every time somebody opened their mouth about it, he would tell him, don't do it. You're just going to get smoked. Eric, let's talk about this all-star selection process tonight for the reserves in the East and the West. Charles Barkley, who, as we all know, I don't like, put out his projections on TNT. Chris Middleton, not part of the guys he would pick for the reserves on the East. I just cannot believe that they will not have two All-Star representatives on a team that's bound for 70 wins.
Yeah, I'd be pretty shocked. I think the big thing here is that, you know, it's not like people from, it's not fans kind of thinking about it. It's not anyone from like the outside thinking about it. It's not media, like it's coaches. And, you know, I think the thing you hear night in, night out from coaches is, well, there's two things. One, I'm trying to win tonight. Winning is important. And then two, Chris Middleton is just a pain to try to plan for every night. Like, those are two things we hear all the time. And I would be shocked if a group of people that preaches, we want to win, and we want our players to be willing to sacrifice for the greater good. We want them to be willing to be a part of something special, and we want to build something special, would in any way discourage players or give them any sort of messaging that would say the opposite of that. And only having Giannis as the lone representative for a team on pace to become just the third team in NBA history to win 70 games would be doing the opposite of that. Like, if the coaches here aren't going to name another buck, then that means, hey guys, you should worry about individual stuff. You should worry about your scoring averages. You should worry about, you know, what everyone thinks of you, because we, the coaches, won't recognize the teams that win and the players that contribute to those winning teams. So I'm with you. I would be shocked, might be a bit far, but I'd be incredibly surprised if Chris Middleton isn't in this one. And I think I've been talking with a couple people about this. This is a big one. Because once you get to a second All-Star game, you tend to get to a third All-Star game,
right,
a fourth All-Star game. Like, this is the one. Like, guys that have been one-time All-Stars, no one feels like, you know what, let's just give that guy, we'll just give him my vote. Like, he's an All-Star. I know he's an All-Star. Once you get two, you've been there back-to-back games, then everyone gets to that spot where it's like, yeah, this guy's an All-Star. We should continue voting for him.
Mm-hmm. It's like winning a gold glove in baseball. Once you win one gold glove, you essentially win three.
Yes, exactly. So this is, this is really legitimately a big swing year for Chris Middleton.
Eric, how impressive was that 51 the other night at Fiserv Forum? Just the sound out of the locker room, talking to Matt after the game. It just felt like everybody in that room felt like they were a part of something special because of the dude that Chris is.
Yeah, I think the big thing that kind of just speaks to me that night is that so often, you know, Bud had that great line about anybody who knows the sport knows how good he is. And that's the stuff you typically have to say about Chris Middleton, because Chris Middleton is quiet. Chris Middleton's game requires, you know, a little bit of nuance understanding to fully appreciate. He didn't need any nuance to understand 51. Like, you got it. Like, that dude's good. That dude's real good. And it doesn't matter that it came against the Wizards, who play absolutely no defense. A 51-point night is a 51-point night. Like, you remember 50-point nights. Like, I still remember Tony Delk having a 50-point night. Obviously,
sure,
Chris Middleton's a much better player. But, like, we can all remember 50-point nights. Everyone remembers Jennings' double nickel, even though he didn't end up being, you know, he's certainly not the player Chris has been. And, you know, he was a veteran NBA player, but he wasn't a great NBA player by the end of it. But, like, those things are memorable, and those things are just loud. And Chris Middleton's game is quiet. And I just – that was kind of what I ended up coming away from that, was that, you know, Chris Middleton had a loud night. He often does not have those. And then I thought the cool thing was – even though all of Buck's Twitter was incredibly worried about where Giannis was, if he was in the arena, well, Giannis was working on arts and crafts in the back. He needed to make sure Chris had a 51 sign. So he made him a handmade 51 sign. Like, I just think all that stuff kind of speaks to obviously what Middleton means to this team, but also just the greater chemistry that this team has shown throughout the season.
Okay, so we obviously are all believing then that Middleton is an all-star tonight, so that gives him two all-stars. But realistically, at the end of the day, with these new goofy, stupid all-star rules that they put into place today, where essentially each quarter, each team is playing for $100,000 for their favorite Chicago charity, and you reset back to zero the points each quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, the total for each team is the number you want to play for. So if it's 195 team Giannis, add 24 points onto that. First team to 124 in the fourth quarter wins and gets additional money at the end. Is this really worth even being involved in at this point?
you're saying is being involved in the All-Star game more?
Yeah, I mean, I get it, right? Like, you want to represent the NBA and all this other stuff, but you see it in the Pro Bowl. All these guys come up with excuses of why they don't want to be there at the end of the day. Is the NBA in danger of making this like that, almost into a clown show?
Yeah, I mean, I think the toughest part of all of this is there's this idea that the All-Star game needs to be competitive. And, like, that's the only way that this can be saved. And, you know, I think it's been clear for, 15 years, 10 years, that it's not going to happen. Sorry, guys. Like, it's just not going to happen. These guys make way too much money. These games don't mean anything. They're not going to get themselves hurt in an All-Star game. They're not going to try that hard. Like, we saw Giannis's first All-Star game. Everyone, like, looking at this dude like he had eight arms because he was playing defense. Mm-hmm. And he was full-court pressing James Harden. Like, that's out the window. So, I just think that I feel bad that we won't get it. Like, obviously, I wish that was the case, but I just don't understand how anyone's going to try to fix this. Like, I know why the NBA is trying to fix it, because you want to have that competitiveness, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, we're not gonna get it back. Like, we've already jumped the shark. It's over. Like, competitive All-Star games are not happening. Whether that's I just always kind of laugh on days like this, because everyone's like, oh, well, what if we had them play one-on-one? Who's going to play hard? Nobody. What if we had them play horse? We've seen them try to do horse before. It sucked. It was flat-out bad. It was on All-Star weekend. It sucked. Like, no matter what you're doing, if the thing that you fixed isn't players actually caring, you haven't done anything. And I've yet to be convinced there's going to be any way for us to find that again. Like, I just don't think it's coming back.
I will contend with anybody, the most competitive thing on All-Star weekend is the three-point competition, because it's tough to fake that. Like, the only thing you can do is you can either try to make the shots or you don't. And no one's going to go in there trying to not make shots. But, I mean, the slam dunk competition is not like it used to be. But it's still, you can enjoy it on a Saturday night and relic in it. Eric Name joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
But, Eric, at the end of the day, do you think more of these guys would rather take a week off and not play and rest their bodies? Or do you think there's enough of them that still enjoy playing in the game and being in the slam dunk and the three-point contest and all that stuff?
Oh, Steve, there's valuable recruiting to be done. You can't take a weekend off of recruiting.
There we
right?
go.
Then there's absolutely no reason for Giannis to be there, because we know he doesn't do that.
But I think, man, it's kind of a tough question to know whether or not. I know Giannis has came back from his first All-Star game and was just like, man, I'm tired. Like, I wish I would have had some time off.
Sure.
And, you know, he said that again and again. Like, every time he comes back, he's like, yeah, you know, it wasn't really as much of a week off as I would have wanted. This year, I think it's pretty convenient since it's in Chicago. Like, he doesn't really have to get on a plane. Like, he can just drive down for the stuff that he needs and pretty much stay at home. So that should help out a little bit with him, because he doesn't do anything else other than the absolute bare minimum that is required of him. Like, he will go to his practice. He will go to his media availability that is required on Saturday, and then he will go home. Maybe he'll make an appearance at something on, like, All-Star Saturday night, but also he might just go home. I think to answer your question, I think there are probably plenty of guys that would like to have that time off, but it's also become clear that a lot of these guys understand that they need to be statesmen, I suppose, where mm-hmm. You are someone that represents the league. And if you are someone that represents the league, that means one of your requirements is to show up on All-Star weekend.
That's a really good way to put it, Eric. Sometimes you just have to do, and you got to be a company guy. Reading your midseason grades over at The Athletic, really enjoyed the piece and just wanted to know, either positive or negative, like the D for Pat Connaughton. I know a lot of people were really, really high on the postseason he had last year and expected him to make some jump into a different level of play. Either positive or negative, what player, when you were going out with those grades at the midseason point, surprised you the most of where they're at here 45, 46 games in?
I mean, I think I'm probably shocked by it. It's I'm not going to take the cop-out. The cop-out would be to say that I can't believe Giannis somehow got better, and I can't believe Middleton is playing at the level that he's playing at. That would be the cop-out answer, but for me, it's DiVincenzo. Like, agreed. I know that the organization loves him. They've made that very clear now for a while. Like, but, you know, last year, first game of the season, he's the first guy off the bench, and he kind of shocked everybody. So I've known they've always been high on him, but I've wondered why, right? Like, you watch the games last year, and you're like, all right, like, he kind of does stuff, but I don't really know if it's all that impactful. And, yeah, I was wrong. It's incredibly impactful. Like, you just watch him kind of fly around, hit shots. Obviously, his grade could have been a little bit higher if he shot just slightly better from the three-point line, but right now it's enough respect. He does enough off the dribble. And, I mean, he's just everywhere defensively, and I don't know that I ever kind of expected that from him. So DiVincenzo would be my biggest surprise if this is the halfway point. I don't know. It's weird with a week off for Paris and now a week off for the All-Star break. Like, this is just a weird season.
Yeah, it's like you get a mini vacation in the middle of an incredibly hectic 8 months. It all works out for you guys. I mean, it's nice that you get to actually meet your bet every once in a while.
Hey, I enjoy it. I don't do it nearly often enough.
Eric, appreciate it, man. It's always fun. You know that. And we'll talk next week, all right?
All right, I look forward to it. See you, fellas.
Thanks, dude. That's Eric Name. Eric underscore Name. NEHM is where you follow his coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks. And he joins us here each Thursday at 4:48, our Milwaukee Basketball Insider on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app.
You listen to Chugga Winkler, right, from time to time?
Yeah. So they're up a little too early for me.
Every time, Ryan Horvath doing that 5 a.m. show, the Chugga Winkler pregame show, is way too early for me.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the rewind, I would never get to hear my man Horvy.
Gets a ton of people calling and tweeting and stuff, so other people must be up at that time of day. I'm rolling over.
Yeah, people work at that time. It's crazy.
Yeah, I roll over. For me, they have on Eric Name, and Winkler's always like, I love you, Namey, love you. And then Eric does an uncomfortable, I love you too, Bird, and you guys too. And he goes, Velasquez comes on. Nothing. Talk to you next time, Matt.
Yeah, see you later, Matt. I mean,
Velasquez and Name are pretty good friends. Like, don't you think that's kind of
disrespectful?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I was Velasquez, I'd be like, oh, clearly they don't like me.
Cool,
well,
they don't like me.
That's not nice. You just got to be careful, man. You hurt people's feelings when you do stuff like that.
Well, I felt bad the one time that I tweeted out letting everybody know, you know, Sidney Moncrief joins us on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Will not be on Thursday night. Weird 8 o'clock start time on Friday night, but it didn't seem neither here nor there. But I tweet out, you know, hey, man, Sidney Moncrief going to be on the postgame show tonight. And Matt tweets in, hey, I'll be there too. And I'm like, Matt, I apologize. I should never leave you out like that ever again. Because otherwise I'm going to have to go get a career change, and I can call John Young, because if I keep leaving Matt Velasquez out of that tweet, I'm not going to get my Radio Supermax.
You think he's that influential?
I think so. Oh, yeah. Matt knows a lot of people.
I tend to agree. Hey, Young Express expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially local drivers. These people have been in business for 29 years. That's pretty good. And they're expanding still. You want to be with these guys, right? Local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. They do short runs, so you don't have to worry about driving 15 hours straight like an over-the-road guy. Local drivers get sleep in their own bed each and every night. Give your kids a kiss at night. That's a beautiful thing. 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. No manual loading or unloading. You just drive. Plus, you must have your own cargo van or sprinter van or the means to purchase one. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Now, why Young Express? Well, they have a 24/7 dispatch team that are extremely dedicated. They get very personally to keep drivers moving. Because if you're not driving, you're not making money. It's simple. Looking for full-time independent contractors, especially local drivers right now, join the Young Express team. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane is next. Jordy Nelson at 5:20. You're going to hear our conversation with Niners defensive coordinator Robert Saleh at 5:45. And we're going to squeeze in our guy, John McNamara, on the Kobe King news in the middle of that. Big 5 o'clock hour coming straight ahead on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.